Is it dark? What did you ask me?
Why do people still want to go on The Bachelor? Because you see in the tabloid that a lot of them end, like, the last few have ended in divorce or very unhappy relationships.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer.
If I had a chance to go on The Bachelor, I wouldn't take it. Because that would mean that this guy would be falling in love with a bunch of other girls at the exact same time.
And I'd be like, well, what if you were The Bachelorette?
And I'd go for it.
You would?
Just have a good time. I wouldn't pick anyone in the end.
You would be like, psych, gotta go.
Peace out.
Thanks for the dates.
Yeah.
Here's your limo.
Thanks for taking me around the world. Bye.
Huh. I don't think I would have picked that for you. I don't think I would have chosen that.
Audi. You look so...
Audi. Did you put rubber bands in? Oh, good. I didn't see it.
The one that I can.
Yeah.
I can put it in like a second now.
You what?
I can put my rubber band in like a second now. I just like, nah, nah.
Oh, nice.
Before it took me a second to kind of get in the right spot, but...
So would you fake it?
Nah. I wouldn't act totally like interested in these people.
You'd be like, I'd just be like,
yeah, you guys are pretty cool.
That's such a Lindsay thing to say and do.
But at the end, I'd be like, hey, I'm not really feeling it with any of you. Bye.
Any hometown dates who would I get to meet?
Yeah, probably.
Because I think the bachelor, the one that's looking, he only brings two girls.
Yeah.
Or she only brings two guys.
Yeah. So I'd bring two. And you just have to make the house really, really, like, bad looking.
Really?
Like, mess it up and stuff. Because you don't want to get them too attached. You don't want them to be like, wow, she's an amazing family. I'm going to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to be like...
They could reach across the table and slap mom in the middle of the...
middle of dinner on national TV.
Yeah. Just so that she can go, oh my gosh, he does that? And you don't even flinch. It's just normal.
You
drop a couple F-bombs.
Everyone's in on it. Like, all the cameramen are in on it, except for the guy. So you slap it and you turn the camera. A
little wink.
Yeah. You just do the, you just go. While he's looking away, and you have mom be like, "Ah!"
Oh. Have a couple of like candy corn in her mouth, and she spits out like their teeth.
Those little white.
So you would
gum.
Just fake the whole thing?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, yeah.
Right. Well.
Free trip around the world.
I suppose there's maybe different. Better ways to get a trip around the world, if that's what you want to do. You'd be on TV.
Yeah. Plus, you get to go on all these fancy, cool dates and do a bunch of cool things. And at the end, you could just be like, eh.
That's true. Thanks for the ideas. I think I'll steal these and use them in my real life, on my real dates.
Yeah. This was really just one big elaborate plan to get me some ideas for dates.
That's right. Huh. Well, that's an interesting perspective. To go back to your original question, I don't know why people go on the show. It's resulted in very few weddings.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, and less relationships, but that doesn't make sense. Less relationships than weddings. So
they're not relationships. They're like, eh.
I don't like the whole premise.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just too short of a time.
Plus, this guy is going on dates with a bunch of other girls. Like, would you not be jealous of this? Would you not be like, wow, he's going over and kissing her,
yeah,
and I'm
the
only
one
left
as
well?
That's what you sign on for. You gotta know it. And you don't see it.
Doesn't that guy just feel, like, bad? Like, well, I am telling this girl I love her, and I'm telling this girl I love her.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna marry one of them.
Psych. Nobody says that. You know what I think
I
they
say
should do is
psych.
when they get down to like the last two, you know, they go on the dates where they meet the bachelor or the bachelorette's parents, you know.
Yeah.
I think after that, he should have the opportunity, or she should have the opportunity, to do a swap with anybody else on the show. Like after those dates, like if the mom goes, "Well, I really wasn't sure, you know, I'm not," he should be allowed to swap somebody. Like the girl here that didn't get the rose. Just take her out and put somebody else in their spot. That would be better competition. Like that he had previously said, "Sorry, no rose for you." And maybe he's gonna give a second chance, like a second chance rose, yeah.
Send them a letter.
I think that's, you know, like on Big Brother and Survivor, they're always changing up the rules a little bit.
Yeah. One year it's just
Would be like
this
Pandora's
season is
box.
like never
That's right.
before.
Yeah, it'd be like Pandora's box.
It's like in those holiday games that you play where you pick the present and then you can either go pick another present or you can swap it for someone else's.
Like a white elephant.
Yeah.
White elephant version of The Bachelor.
That'd be awesome. You can either choose this girl or you can choose one of the girls that you took out last
That's
time.
right. What do I do? So many choices. That would make it so much more interesting.
Yeah.
They should throw some cash in it for them too. If
Need
you
cash
stay
and a husband.
married for,
Every month that you stay married, you get like $100.
yeah.
Well, then they just like stay in an unhappy relationship for the money.
Which is like lots of people.
But it's not good. It's not healthy.
No, probably not. But, you know, whatever.
Oh. I tried popping this finger, but it wouldn't pop, and I was like.
You shouldn't get in the habit of popping your.
I barely do.
I know.
Only when my fingers are like really tense. Like once a week.
Don't think you should do it all. You got those
It
big
feels
giant fighter
nice
knuckles
though.
on there. I know it feels great to do it. So, all right,
This one
it's
will
late. Daylight
pop.
savings time.
I'm gonna break my finger.
Yeah, I found a twist tie in your bed. Are you eating
A
loaves
twist
of
tie?
bread?
Yes. Secret loaves of bread at night.
Have been bagels or English muffins too.
Could have been anything with the twist tie.
Could have been any bread product, actually.
I opened a new pair of headphones this morning because I couldn't find mine.
Oh.
That's what it
You know what
is.
you should always do? You should always check the cushions of the couch, of the chair that you sit in,
I
because they
had
always
no
get
time.
stuck down there.
I needed my headphones. There was no time to search.
Right. So listen, math.
Yeah.
Get your score up. You know the stakes. And I know mommy told you already about the current consequence to help you get on your. I don't want to be consequence dad. But I need you to use your brain. Deal? Right. Let's say a prayer.
Wait, has anything interesting happened in my day? In my day.
You have to table that until
Oh,
we tomorrow.
in math. Wait. Okay, this doesn't have anything to do with math. But we were sitting in math and somebody's phone went off, an Amber Alert. You know the Amber Alert
Yeah, I
thing?
got that too.
Somebody's Amber Alert went off and we were all looking around. And whenever that was for, we started going, wait. Like, and Sable is, it was near the end of class, and Sable has PE period, so she just comes and stands outside Mr. Fox's until I get there. She just peeks her head in. There was a kidnapping in San Pedro, and it was an Amber Alert, and she just ducks back out, and everybody was like.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Somebody just goes, how did she know? Just, it's like silent, so everybody's just.
Didn't know what it was. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I was surprised at how much information they gave on the Amber Alert.
What was it? I knew it was like they gave the car information because I saw it on Alana's phone.
Car information, and I get Amber Alerts two different ways. I get Amber Alerts through my text messages, but then I also get them through this program we use at work. It's tied in, so they give it, and the one that they gave was like a full-on, full description, like a paragraph, like a news report of what this guy did. He went to his girlfriend's house. He stabbed his ex-girlfriend. Well, he went to his ex-girlfriend's house. He went into his ex-girlfriend's house and stabbed her new boyfriend a bunch of times and then took off with his son, who he has custody of. He's armed and dangerous. They didn't make it clear whether it was the ex-girlfriend was the mom or not. Mm. I'm not sure.
And it was like a gray something.
The gray Hyundai, yeah. I think. They said he's either headed for friends or relatives that he has in either Mexico or Washington State. So.
Yeah.
Kind of going everywhere.
But is it considered kidnapping if he has custody of the child?
It's not. It's not. But Amber Alerts aren't about kidnappings, necessarily.
Well, I thought they were.
Sometimes they are. They're child abductions, but sometimes they're just about child endangerment, which is what this was. He took the child, put him in the car. He was armed and dangerous. He
How old is the kid?
Stabbed one. Yeah. So hopefully they'll find him and the boy will be okay.
He'll go to jail.
Yeah, he will definitely probably go to
jail.
Although, you know, I think the only crime he's committed right now is stabbing the new boyfriend.
And then fleeing.
Yeah. Do you have a bruise on your face, or am I just looking at...
Where?
In the side of your face over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. That was the shadow. It dips in a lot right there. Like in this little right area.
Okay. Just looks bruised. I want to make sure it's not. All right. Say a prayer.
You guys, we have a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that daddy will have a good day at work. For healing and the boys back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day.
You're falling off there at
so
the end.
I'm so tired. I almost, in seventh period, we were writing something.
Did you just wipe off my kiss?
It was wet, and I needed to talk.
Oh my gosh. You were
in seventh
rude.
Period, we were writing something, and when we were done, I just like hang out, and I laid my head on my backpack, and I almost fell asleep. I could not keep my eyes open. They were like kept falling closed, and I kept trying to open them. And I was like, no.
We'd have had CPS at our house.
I was almost falling asleep.
Well, get some sleep. We have to stop staying up so late.
Because the book that we're reading in sixth period is so like it's. Really, really good and really vicious, but it always makes me so tired.
Mm.
And everyone's so tired because we listen to it on tape while reading it, and everybody's just sitting there like everybody's it's falling difficult. Asleep in that class. But the book is really interesting. It's not like the book's boring. The book is really, really interesting. What's it called? It's Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry.
Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry?
Yeah, have you read that?
No. No. I'll have to look into it. All right.
I think
gotta
that's
go to bed.
Top. I'm like 99% sure.
Love you.
Love you.